We're live.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Brooks.
And I'm Megan. And we're Sis.
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo.
Yeah, how many episodes have we done so far that we don't get? Are we supposed to be doing that for the second portion as well?
Yeah, but we do.
Oh, we do? Okay.
We do now. We weren't before. Mm. We're like 13 or 14 episodes in now, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, happy 13th or 14th episode anniversary.
Right back at you.
A momentous occasion.
I mean, I know that like every episode begins with, and we're live. So maybe I need to start doing something different.
You mean just cut that out? I like to do this thing on my Twitch stream where if I'm playing with someone, I'll set it up and, you know, I'm already talking to whoever I'm going to be playing with on stream. And I do this thing where I'm like, all right, we're going live in 5, but we're live now.
Oh, good.
You know, I just like to keep them on their toes, you know?
Oh, they never know what to expect with old Brooks,
old Phantom Foxfall.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're behind. Well, you guys don't know that we're behind, but we're like 36-7 minutes behind schedule because of me. Because we were watching Fresh Off the Boat, and I think I've talked to you about the show before.
You have. You have told me about that show before.
It's about a Chinese family in the 90s, in the mid-90s, and all of the references are amazing. Like, if you like 90s stuff,
you
love the show.
I might have to watch that then.
Perfect. I mean, like, there's one episode where they're on a basketball team and they're down, and then to bring them back up, the kid just starts quacking, like, from the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, nice.
Yes. There's so many references like that that you wouldn't get if you did not know as much about the 90s as we do.
Mm, true, true. And I was saying, because I messaged you over Messenger. I was like, hey, when are we doing this? Or no, what I said something like, yo, when are we doing this thing?
I'm sure, because you're super cool like that.
I am. I'm super hip and, you know, up to date with the times. So I think that was the message I sent. And then I didn't get a reply for like 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, question mark?
Yeah. The episodes run together. And, you know, when you're watching something over a streaming platform, it just starts the other episode like right away.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have time to say no.
Yeah, they do pretty good with that. I mean, they're getting better about like cutting you off and being like, you know, stopping or whatever. And you know, are you still watching or this? I think Hulu is still the worst about it though. Like they'll play like episodes for crazy long before they ask, are you still watching?
And that's
of course we're still watching. So
that's the platform we watch the show on is Hulu.
Yeah. So that one will do it.
Yeah, but it's a great show. Like you really. Yeah. I really, really recommend it.
Well, like I was saying before we went live, you know, it happens. You get sucked into shows and, you know, sometimes you forget what time it is. Except for
day.
Me, who's a professional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And very punctual.
Yeah. You know what? You writing all your stories, you should write a book about how to be such a great professional.
You know what? I think I'll title it Punctual. and that's it. No, wait.
Punctual. And you could be the
punctual professional. Or how to be the punctual professional. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. And I have like a picture of me like in a suit smoking a pipe on the cover with an ascot.
Oh, there you go. And
maybe
like
even a monocle.
Make the punctual professional of the piece like huge. So it's how to be a PP.
How to be a PP. If you ever read my book, HPP, that's what we call it on the mainstream.
Yeah.
HPP.
I can see you giving tips on how to be a pee-pee.
Yep. If anyone knows anything about being a pee-pee, it's me.
When I hear punctual, I think of Aladdin.
Yeah, punctual.
Yeah, when he tells her, when he's giving him tips on what to say to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell her this, tell her that, tell her she's punctual.
Punctual.
I believe that's like the first time I ever heard that word watching
like we couldn't even comprehend what it was. We were we would just still use it but have no idea what it meant. So we probably use it wrong like all the time.
Exactly. Like we thought it was a bad thing because they were all like punctual.
We like insult people like, dude, get away from me. You're so punctual. You're being super punctual right now. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We used to misuse words a lot when we were little. But I think most dumb kids do.
I still do from time to time.
No, not you.
We were as dumb as they come. So.
We totally were.
We were. But anyway, what are we doing on tonight's podcast? Today, depending on when you're listening to it.
On right now's podcast.
On right now. What are we talking about on right now at this very moment podcast?
So, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Well, I had some questions for you.
Questions for me?
Yeah, regarding streaming.
Yeah,
because if you have been listening, then you would know that I have been playing poker a lot lately.
If you've been listening, you know that I am a streamer on Twitch by the name of PhantomFox4, all one word.
A very talented streamer. That's why I'm coming to you for advice.
I have been streaming for many years. You have come to the right place.
Perfect. So, I've been playing a lot of online poker tournaments, and it's for money. Okay. But I'm learning, and I thought a good way to, like, show the journey would be to stream. What do you think?
I mean, I'm always for streaming. It's always, streaming is a great addition to gaming in general, because you get to interact with other people and they get to see you live, you know, what you're doing. You get to talk about what you're doing. You get to talk to other people. I mean, I love it. I try and stream anytime I'm playing anything, you know?
Gosh.
Just because it just makes it that much better.
And you've met a lot of gaming friends.
Yeah, I've met a lot of friends, friends I've had for like years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're pretty close and we still play games and stuff together. They still, you know, jump on my streams and play. I have a lot of supporters that, you know, subscribe to my channel, make donations and all this other good stuff. So they've been very helpful in, you know, keeping my stream going. Here lately, my stream has been kind of, you know, on the lower end because of everything going on, but I'm still trying to keep up with it.
Right. Yeah. You know? But you're still staying consistent is important. If you have to take a break, I think take a break, you know?
Yeah. Cause I think I streamed yesterday.
Oh.
I don't think they're yesterday or the day before yesterday. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. Do you follow my PhantomFox4 Facebook page?
Oh, well, of course I am a top fan.
I posted a picture. I like to edit these cards, these pictures of my face in games. I don't know if you've noticed.
And they're hilarious.
This.
Yes.
And so I posted one where I took the an art of Division 2 and I removed the guy's face and put my face with my PhantomFox4 beanie that I wear. And my face is like covered by the gas mask, but I did really good at making my face like look dirty and kind of blending it into the environment. I get real artistic with this stuff.
And you have a very artistic eye bone, whatever.
I got an eye bone. Yes, I have a very artistic eye bone. I mean, I like to sketch and do digital art and stuff, so I do like to from time to time mess around in like paint and stuff like that, and you know, do some art. That's where I do all my gaming cards. I even turn myself. I have emotes of me as a Dragon Ball Z character.
What would your name be?
As a Dragon Ball Z character?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Probably Dioka Foxford.
I could say that.
Off the top of my head, you know. But yeah, I make all my emotes. I have like four or five now. So except for my first one. The first one Cax made for me. One of my gaming buddies, and it's the picture of it's a little digitized like fox with my face on it. It looks a lot like the Super Mario when he gets the raccoon suit on. But it's my face instead of Mario's. It's a little black and blue fox with a white four on his chest.
Oh, I love it when he gets that, and he gets the feather, right? And that's the feather.
Yes. Yeah, it's the feather that does that. Yeah.
Well,
if you're talking about Super Mario, then the feather gives you the cape. If we're talking about like old school Mario with a raccoon suit, it's like a thick feather. It's like a leaf. I think it's a leaf.
Oh,
actually.
It's a leaf. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it's like a brown leaf.
The leaf. And then like his tail like turns and he can like kind of fly a little bit.
Yeah.
I love some Mario.
Oh yeah, classic.
But what's your favorite like Mario World?
My favorite Mario World, like my level to play on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I like the ones that don't like move, like the screen moves, forcing you to go forward. I don't like that. I feel like I'm being rushed.
I know. Yeah. I think that's the point.
Yeah. Which I don't like. I don't like being rushed. Yeah, I like taking my time and enjoying myself. I don't know. Castles are okay, but I'm probably like the real like just bright chipper levels where you, especially the ones you get Yoshi on.
Oh yeah, you got to get Yoshi.
Yeah, so I think the more the happier it looks, the better.
Yeah, so like not the ghost castles.
Yeah, I mean, I dig the castles, but if we're talking about favorites, and I'm going to go, you know, play on some brighter and cool, like, you know, levels where I kind of mess around and. I mean, you still have the time limit to beat and everything, but, you know, that not really rushing you, you know?
Right. I kind of like the underwater ones sometimes.
I don't know if I like the underwater ones. I think I'm, like, probably, I don't know, scared of it. Like, I wouldn't say scared, but I have, like a fear. Like, I have a fear of the ocean.
Oh, no, see, it makes me feel, like, serene.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, something, like, especially the 64, like the Mario 64, the water and the music just makes me feel so relaxed and just at peace with the world, really.
You beat that Mario 64 game, didn't you?
I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, how'd you beat it?
With my feet.
With your feet. For all the listeners out there,
oh God.
Megan here beat the entirety of Mario 64 with her feet.
Oh, that last guy that you have to beat, that one was a bitch. Because you have to use the trigger on the back of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't use my hands at all, okay, for these people that are listening. And I, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. So
we had to be creative with what we had.
I beat it with my feet. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff we did growing up, though. Like, even the games I had, you know, we couldn't get a lot of games growing up. So, this was, like, before achievements. This is, like, PS2, you know, where they have, like, achievements and, like, trophies and stuff that you can get for doing challenges. We used to just create our own challenges. I remember I beat Metal Gear Solid 2, I think it was Subsistence, on European Extreme, which is, like, the hardest difficulty. While my character smoked a cigarette, and while your character smokes a cigarette, it depletes their health down to like almost nothing.
Oh, nice.
But I was determined. And that was just something I decided, like, hey, I'm gonna do this.
Hey, speaking of smoking, how are you doing with that?
I'm still doing good. I mean, I've got my little e-cig that I hit to try and get my nicotine fixed, but still no cigarettes. And today's been kind of a weird day in general. It's like today started off pretty good. I got up and I did a quick weigh-in, and I actually broke through. I've lost a little over 25 pounds now.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Which breaks me into, I'm in the 200 and teens now. I weighed myself and I was 219 pounds, 219.6. Yeah.
Ooh, so you're under 220.
Yeah, so I was like pretty excited. I was like, all right, word. I finally made it under 220. And that automatically, as soon as I broke over under 220, that put me at losing 25 pounds. So I was like, word, okay. So I went straight to my computer and started working on my book. And I broke 40,000 words.
Oh.
Which means that it is officially, as of right now, with being over 40,000 words, it is officially a novel.
Oh.
They say that breaking 40,000 words puts your book into novel status. I mean, they say a lot of them are generally between like 50 to 70,000. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But as of right now, I'm officially in novel status with my book.
Does it like keep track of the word count for you?
Yeah. It has a word count tracker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because that would take a long time to count all them words.
Sit there and kind of like, do a chapter like, all right, how many words is this chapter?
One.
One, two. So it does the word counting, and it was a couple big milestones out the way today, you know. And then I did a big full body workout today. Saturdays are usually known as the tear apart your body days. So I did a pretty good hardcore, like full body workout where like I was feeling it afterwards.
So do you have weights and stuff, or is it just your body weight that you're using?
I have dumbbells. I also have a pull-up bar and a resistance band. And what I do for a lot of my exercises too, is I bounce back and forth between the dumbbells, the pull-up bar, and then I'll hang the resistance band over the pull-up bar. So I can do different types of exercises. So I get kind of like creative with it. And the dumbbells I use are, both of them are 35 pounds.
Oh.
So I use them to, you know, try and bulk up like my arms, my chest, all this other stuff. I need to get some heavier ones to try and really, like stress out my muscles and cause them to blow up. But I mean, I've already, with the weight I've lost and the workouts I've been doing, for I think it's like a month and 2 weeks now, I've already, you know, there's a noticeable difference. I've lost 25 pounds and I've packed on some muscle too. So there's you know, I'm back to kind of looking in the mirror like, ooh, yeah, yeah. And then I'm trying to do different exercises to target areas that I've always been like trouble areas for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm noticing muscles in areas where I'm like, what the fuck is that? What is that? But yeah, I mean, even after like all that and stuff today, I mean, weekends are still kind of rough for me with everything going on, you know, the divorce and everything like that. So even with all its accomplishments and all the stuff I got, you know, done today and knocked down, I was still kind of moody, I guess, around afternoon, you know.
Was you being a little bitchy?
I was. Well, I mean, I wasn't bitchy. I was just like,
meh. Woe is me.
Yeah, I got done eating dinner. I mean, I had, you know, some pretty good meals. All I did ate today was at 2:30 something, I had a protein shake, which is right after my full body workout. And then I had my dinner of chicken breast, steamed broccoli, and a fried egg. Mm-hmm. And a handful of peanuts. Just one fistful of peanuts.
Love a fried egg.
Mm-hmm. So I had my usual dinner, everything like that. And after that, I was just kind of like, what the fuck's wrong with me? I was like, why do I feel so bleh? I was like, today was a good day. Why am I just so meh? But hey, like I said, weekends are rough and everything.
Right, right. Have you contacted the other party?
Yes, we still remain in contact as we're trying to, you know, work things out and figure out stuff. So, but...
Gotcha.
Yeah, things should be sorted soon. The coronavirus is kind of putting more of a dampening on trying to get things situated.
Corona.
I have to like go to the DMV and get like a new ID. I gotta go to my bank and, you know, update my address and stuff like that. And I don't want to go anywhere and get corona.
I know. And that's the places that the people with coronavirus go.
Yeah, my bank's the ones in Walmart. So I'd have to go to Walmart to go to my bank. That's a double whammy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you know the people with coronavirus be going to Walmart to get the toilet paper to wipe their coronavirus.
Shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Just shitting all the time. Apparently. But so, yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's making it more difficult to get stuff done. So, like, all the stuff I need to do has been delayed, and I'm trying to, you know, take some pressure off of me by getting stuff done and getting it out the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. I'm that kind of person where I'm like, all right, this needs to be done. I'm going to knock it out. I'm going to not worry about it no more.
And yeah.
And now I can't. So we're kind of at a standstill right now.
So you're worrying about it.
Yeah.
Well, it'll all be over soon. And either we'll all be dead or...
I'm about to say, that sounds pretty morbid. It'll all be over soon.
That's how I think about the Titanic. I think about the Titanic when she's holding her kids and the water's like rushing into the ship and she's like, it'll all be over soon. Yeah, because her and her kids are going to die. Yeah. So it is kind of bleak.
Yep. Yeah, and hilarious.
Yeah, it'll all be over soon. Now.
Okay.
You're gonna drown.
So yeah, so it's been a weird day. It's been a very productive day. It's been a very good day. It's just emotionally, it's just been a weird day.
Yeah.
And well, like I said before, I guess it's like, you know, I have those moments where I have those highs, and then when I have really good highs, the lows just come in like even worse.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. So.
Well, back to me.
Yeah. Enough about me and what's going on with my emotional state. What about you?
So, like I was saying,
what's going on with me?
We got to your goals and downs, yeah, and highs,
goals, and blah, 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 and whatnot, lefts and rights. And
I want to start streaming, so how can you help me?
Excellent question. I actually, one of the main things I enjoy about streaming is actually stream setup.
Okay. So I'm going to have to get another computer probably, because I have a MacBook right now. And I do play on the MacBook whenever I'm, you know, doing my card games and everything. But I don't know how well that would be if I needed like to hook up a microphone to it, hook up maybe a different camera, because I don't really like the webcam that much that comes with it. So, I mean, if you could give me a computer suggestion, what would you say?
Well, I mean, you're still going to be playing on the laptop, right? You're just going to be using the other computer to stream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, first I would recommend that the computer that's doing the streaming be hardwired in, if possible, to your modem or router.
Oh, that's it's so hard for me to do that, though, because where that is located is behind our TV, and our TV is, like, right when you walk into the living room. So unless I can get everybody to leave when I stream, people are going to be like in the background.
I can see, yeah, because I mean, that's one of the main things, and they even, you know, push that on, you know, Twitch and stuff like that, or different streaming software. It's like, hey, you know, whatever you're streaming on, make sure you're hardwired in. And that just helps to provide the best connection to prevent lag, freeze frames, pixelation.
Right. I wonder if they could, you know, do another modem upstairs for me.
They also have these things you can probably look into. They're like Wi-Fi boosters. It may be, I'm going to do some research into them. You plug them into wall outlets, and they connect to your Wi-Fi, and pretty much just take the signal from your Wi-Fi and like rebroadcast it. So it's almost as if you're sitting next to your router.
Well, you know, we have two routers, so we have two different signals, I guess you could say. There's a 2G one and a 5G one. And I try to tell the kids to stay on the 2G one so I can use the 5G.
Yeah, keep them down there on that 2G.
Yeah, but they don't be listening.
Well, you can always do, there's tests you can do as well. Like if you were to download any type of like broadcasting software, there's something you can add to your stream key, which is like your unique key for streaming when you broadcast. There's some text you could add onto the end of it where once you go live, you're not actually live. What it does is it pulls up a browser on your page and lets you know like, hey, this is the speed you're streaming at. You know, these are like different peaks, whether it drops or, you know, spikes up depending on your connection. So you have that option of testing it first to see how your connection will hold up while trying to stream.
I need to do that.
Yeah. So if your internet's, you know, fast enough and good enough to run off the Wi-Fi, I mean, it could cause some issues still possibly, but if it's still like good enough, you may still be able to run a pretty good stream. I mean, you're not going to be doing anything crazy like the games I play, like where I play like action adventure or shooters where it's like fast paced, a lot of stuff going on. So I got to stream at like high speeds, high quality, or it causes like pixelation.
Oh yeah. No, the fastest thing that goes on is the dealing.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, streaming at a crazy high speeds for quality. You just need a good, consistent, smooth speed to stream at.
Right. And you know, I was like looking at some of the other poker streamers, and they'll be on there for like 11 hours.
Yeah, there's also, I mean, there's streamers too. They do big promotional things, which I've always talked about doing, because even in the years I've been streaming, I have never done a 24-hour stream. Sometimes streamers as a promotion will say, you know, hey, I'm doing a 24-hour stream of this game. And it's like a promotion thing. People come in and try to like, you know, keep them going and, you know, check the uptime on stream to see how long they've been going, how much time they have left.
You know, I seen a streamer that was going for hours, and like they had cameras in their kitchen, in their living room, so you could see them when they got up to take a break to go fix them a sandwich.
Yep.
That's I've just seen too much.
it's almost like a reality show.
Yeah, that's just too much.
I think once I get my own place, I might do that.
Hey, I mean, yeah,
I'll have like one in my kitchen, in my living room, in my bathroom.
Oh God, please. No, I won't be watching you stream.
Yeah, so you see if I'm taking a poop and whatnot.
Oh God, no. Yeah,
one of my bedrooms, they can see me sleeping. Or like, you're just laying there watching TV.
What are you going to do if you bring a lady over?
Ooh.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah. I mean, first, I'm not going to tell her that I have cameras everywhere. So.
Duh.
Yeah. I have my, like, my little office closed off with my like security where I have like all my cameras up. And she'd be like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. But like, all right, cool, cool. And as soon as she goes in the door, I'm like, I'm running to my room real quick. I'm like, oh, let me pull up my monitors. I'm a super creeper.
Yeah. And then like people be watching and you'll get like the most donations you've ever received. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, hey, I gotta go on more dates.
Yeah. I should bring more people over to go in the bathroom. Even for dinner, I provide them with like burritos and stuff. I'm like, hey, you, how's your stomach feeling?
Oh God, ew. I'm not down visiting the hall right you there. At all. Not getting it.
What if they just walk in and look up and see a camera and you just see them like lip out like, what the fuck?
Oh God. Oh, you hear about like those businesses that get caught with the cameras in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh God, creepy.
Super creepums.
So before we continue this conversation, why don't we have a word from our sponsor?
All right, yeah. So word from our sponsor.
I hope you enjoyed that word from our sponsor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what were you saying, Brooks?
A great one as always. Oh, I was saying that I did have to use the restroom, and I was a late getting back from the break because it was time for my milk and honey.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. My warm milk and honey. I'm trying to do this without making too much noise, clinging my spoon around in my little mug.
I made me, well, I thought I had some orange and pineapple juice. So I got the Bacardi pineapple out, poured it in my little bottle that I have. Ooh. But the orange and pineapple juice expired March 14th, and I didn't want to chance it.
Mm.
So I got limeade. That's a little different, but, you know, I can dig it.
Yeah, got to mix it up sometimes. Got to, you know, work with what you got.
Right, right. I got the limeade for the tequila, but I'd already poured the orange pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, I mean, the Bacardi pineapple, and I'm not going to waste it, so,
yeah.
Hey. It's not bad.
Also, I usually drink my my milk and honey with my spoon, like soup. But I'm gonna refrain from doing that because it does cause a lot of noise, a lot of clanging.
Oh my God, my kids do that with their chocolate milk.
I do that with my chocolate milk.
Oh my God.
I legit do that with my chocolate milk. I'll get a big glass of chocolate milk and I'll get like the tiniest fucking spoon.
Why
it makes
that
it last.
So,
it makes it last, and it's more enjoyable. So you don't just like, you know, chug it down. You can sit there and just take little spoonfuls of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's the more refined chocolate drink. Drinker.
yeah, you and my kids, total high class.
Oh yeah, they'll probably be in my book.
Okay. Okay, so back to streaming.
Yes, streaming.
Okay, so we've got the connection down. We got to get a good connection, whether it be super high speed Wi-Fi or hardwired in.
Yeah, always recommend it for hardwired, but you can, like I said, you can always run tests without actually going live to see like the status of your speeds. Because what you do is you put in your kilobytes per second or KBPS of how, you know, how fast you want to stream at.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the higher the better. But, you know, with certain connections, you can always bump it down and stream at like lower speeds. Right, and for instance, right. What is, do you know your upload speed for your internet provider?
No. It's on those tests that we do with the PlayStation to test it, but I never pay attention. I just see that it's connected and be like, oh, good, we're good.
Well, if you get a chance, check it out because it's always kind of a rule of thumb to whatever your speed is, to stream at like half that speed.
How do you change that setting?
Oh, this is going to be in the settings in your whatever streaming software you decide to use.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see. I'm running a speed test right now.
Yep, that'll work as well.
So I am at, hold on, it's still doing it. Still going.
Yeah, it'll take a minute.
20.4 Mbps.
Is that up or down?
Down.
All right, so that's your download speed. So you probably have 5 upload. Is it doing your upload now?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. It's taking a little bit. It says I'm in Atlanta.
That's the server is pinging off of. It's the closest one to you.
Wow. It's not very. All right, so my upload is, hold on, 4.90 something.
Yeah,
4.93.
So pretty much 5. It's right there at 5. So that's a generic 20 down, 5 up. For those of you who don't know, I used to install cable and internet and set stuff up. So I'm a little knowledgeable in that area too. But yeah, so then you'd want to stream at about 2,500 kilobytes per second.
Let me write that down. 2,500
kbps.
Okay.
And then you should be good in that range. Like I said, it may be still iffy being on Wi-Fi, but that should be good.
And you suggested OBS software.
Well, that's the one I use, is OBS or Open Broadcast Software. Mm-hmm. But Streamlabs also has a version of OBS, which is like almost identical, but they say I think Cax uses it, and he swears by it. He's like, oh yeah, this is great. But I've been using OBS for so many years that I don't feel like swapping everything over.
Right. I mean, you don't have any problems really. So what's the point, right? Or you do got problems.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't got no problems.
I ain't got no problems. All right.
I ain't got no problems.
Star, no problems.
I got 99 problems and OBS ain't one.
I gotta not put software after OBS because that's like saying an ATM machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that irks me.
And that gets you irked.
Yeah. Okay. So next. My question is, and I know your answer to this is Twitch, but streaming platforms.
Hmm. Well, you're not an affiliate or anything like that. Like I'm locked in with Twitch. I'm an affiliate now, which is in between just a Twitch streamer and Twitch partner.
Right.
Which allows me to have, subscribers on my channel where they can pay, they have a choice between 3 different tiers of doing tier 1, which is like $5 a month, tier 2, which is like 10, and I think tier 3, which is like 20. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So people have, options to subscribe now that I'm affiliate, but I'm exclusive to Twitch now. I can only stream on Twitch. You have a little more leeway to where you can maybe fill out some of the different ones. Mm-hmm. With Twitch, though, you still have people on Twitch. You may still be able to like recover your old name they have, where you can change your streaming name once or something like that. So if you wanted to kind of like be like a little more uniform, you can get back into your old stream name. You should still have some followers. Their accounts might not be active no more, but some of your people, are some of my people.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's right. Because we did cross promote, we can bring back the brother sister stream dream team.
Yeah, exactly. Where we can like play games together and stream it. And what they also have is, I can, of course, host your channel. So when people pull up their Twitch and they see, FanFox4 is now hosting and whatever your Twitch name wanted to be. And so they're like, oh, Phantom's, hosting his sister. Let me go see what she's doing. Or they can, we can also do, if we play something together, they have multi-streams now where they can legit pull up your stream, my stream on the same web page and have both of our chats where they can swap between my chat and your chat.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just pulled it up. I have 379 followers.
Mm. Uh-huh. Ooh.
That's better than 0.
Much better.
I totally need to update all this, though. I'm no longer coonery.
Yeah.
So I guess the whole raccoon theme doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, that was definitely definitely interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can look into updating and changing your name and stuff, and then if you want to go that route, you can stream.
I did change my name. I'm Captain Sweetcalf.
Oh, that's right, because you changed it to come into my channel whenever I'm streaming.
Yep. I think what we should do is once I start streaming, we should stream on your channel and my channel. Can we do that, playing the game? Like, can I stream and you stream while we're playing the game together?
Yeah, we can both stream. Well, I mean, this is where you're going to get into some issues, though, with your speeds, is if you're streaming, like, a higher-end game, you might have some lower quality going on.
Like Sea of Thieves, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like Sea of Thieves, or when we start playing Ark.
I'll have to get some kind of setup up here to where it's hardwired in, or there's something that helps the
speeds. With a hardwire, you might be able to bump it up a little bit quality-wise. I mean, it's still going to be good. We used to stream at 2,500 when we used to just stream off just the Xbox, when I had just an Xbox One. Mm-hmm. I think automatically it streams at like 2,000 or 2,500 kilobytes per second. And it was still good, but there were still moments where, you know, it would pixelate.
Right.
During like, you know, like high intense moments or a lot of stuff going on.
You see that a lot on Facebook Lives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my idea is, once I start streaming, maybe we could stream together to announce that I'm back streaming.
Like a debut.
Yes.
Yeah, I could throw together a little art to throw up on my FanFox4 Facebook page and my Twitter.
Yeah. And then we can take clips of it and put it in our podcast. I don't know. I'm just, you know, just spitballing.
Yeah, just spitballing. Just, you know, you throw the ball to me. You know, I toss it back.
Right.
Let's see what happens.
There's so much room for activities. All right. So, yeah, any other tips you can give me for streaming? I'm trying out the different platforms, seeing what happens with my upload speed, using the OBS or maybe Streamlabs. Who knows?
Any other tips? I mean, not really, just, I prefer to kind of be myself on stream, which I know you do as well. Like, you have no problem when you're playing with people or playing online or,
right,
you know, when you're streaming, it's just, you know, to be light in yourself.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Because, you know, some people have like characters that they are when they're streaming, it just seems like so much work.
Yeah. I couldn't keep up with it. I would end up being that character in real life, and Kevin would be like,
"Who are you?"
Yeah, the fuck.
Yeah, so I mean, just, you know, be yourself. It may take. A lot of people get discouraged when they have, you know, zero viewers, you know, for like a few hours, and then they'll just, you know, cut the stream and continue playing. But just keep playing. Oh, also, while you have zero viewers, it takes a second or two. You know, it takes a little bit for it to update and show like, "Hey, you have a viewer now." So someone could be in your stream, and if you're not talking or being engaging, they'll just bounce. They'll be like, okay, well, this one's not talking. And so you'll pop up, they'll say, oh, you have one viewer. And then you're like, oh, hey, someone's in the stream. And then it'll go back to zero. And you're like, oh.
So
you have to get used to talking to yourself out loud about what you're doing, stuff going on.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
I wondered, so yeah.
I do that now while I'm playing poker. Kevin will hear me be like, what? You want to race it? Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm about to do.
So yeah, perfect. That'll work perfect then.
Yeah. Oh, no. I already talk like I'm explaining to people what I'm doing when there's nobody around.
Yep, then you'll fit right into the streaming world. And especially with the game you're looking to stream, that poker game, do you know roughly when you checked it out, the streams and stuff, like how many people were streaming it?
So there's different, so if you just look at poker, there were a bunch, but there was nobody streaming it that had less than 100 viewers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm guessing most of the people that stream poker already have a pretty big following.
Yeah.
There's not many noobs coming out, or there wasn't the times that I looked, because I looked a few different times to see what poker software they were using, you know, what casino client. And I didn't see anybody using the same thing I do use, which is Ignition Casino. They were like America's Card Room, which is a popular one. Poker Stars, which is another popular one. I can't play Poker Stars in North Carolina. They've outlawed it. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to be in competition with those people, but just the overall poker community seems like there's a lot of different people playing different things. And I don't just play Texas Hold'em, I play Omaha and I play Omaha High Low too. So I feel like just saying poker will put me out there, but then having a more detailed title and description will help people find me when they're looking for specific things.
Would you agree
with that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you definitely want to, like, I like putting creative titles just in general. Like when I did my Division 2 stream, you know, I had, you know, it was me in like the battle gear with the gas mask on and, you know, faces all dirty, and I got my FanFox 4 beanie on, and the title of the stream and underneath the card, underneath that picture on Facebook and Twitter was Operation Toilet Paper. And it was like the description was like, you know, objective, obtain all toilet paper.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it was a playoff, you know, what's going on now. Or at the New Year's when I was getting back into Sea of Thieves, I think it was one of the first things I streamed at the beginning of the year. And so I titled my stream title for that pirate game was New Year, Same Old Ship.
I remember that one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like to do creative, like, funny titles like that to catch people's attention. You know, as they're going through different streams and stuff, they'll see something like, hey.
This guy's witty. Let's watch him.
Yeah, this guy seems clever. Well, what's he up to?
Okay. Witty titles. Eye-catching things. Game voodoo. Get it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're close to the end of our limit for this podcast. Do you want to wrap it up?
Oh yeah. So we're close to the end, or we're at the end?
We're at the end.
Oh.
We are past the end.
Dang.
It's so easy to come up with 45 minutes.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought you meant like the end. But yeah. So yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap it up there.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. As Tune always, thanks for listening. Next time, turn aside B, all that good stuff. Next episode. We'll see you there.
Come on back now, you hear?
Come on back now, you hear?
And leave us a voice message. We like to talk to you guys, but nobody wants to talk to us.
Yeah. At the beginning of the podcast, I'll ask them. So we should probably ask some questions at the beginning.
Yeah.
Get some feedback.
All right, we'll do that next week.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, bye.
Bye.